This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration will continue to supply Israel with rocket interceptors and other defensive weapons. But in an interview Wednesday with CNN, President Biden says the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on the southern city of Rafah, which Israel says is the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A shipment of heavy bombs to Israel was paused last week. The Biden administration is also due to deliver a first-of-its-kind formal verdict this week on whether the airstrikes on Gaza and restrictions on delivery of aid have violated international and U.S. laws designed to spare civilians from the worst horrors of war. A decision against Israel would further add pressure to curb the flow of weapons and money to Israel's military. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities interrupted rescue efforts in flood-ravaged southern Brazil on Wednesday amid more rain and the risk of lightning and stiff winds that threatened to worsen an already difficult operation to save thousands of residents still trapped in their homes. AP correspondent Mauricio Savarese has the latest on the disaster.
On the next few days, they will have it just as bad or even worse as heavy rains that are expected through Sunday. The state capital of Rio Grande do Sul state in southern Brazil has been hit hard since last week. Authorities said on Wednesday that at least 100 people died and almost 130 are missing in the region. Hundreds of thousands lost their homes and more could follow soon. Some residents are choosing to return home anyway, but authorities say that the risk for them and for the entire state is far from over.
That was AP correspondent Mauricio Savarese. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will propose a new rule Thursday aimed at speeding up the asylum claims process for some migrants. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Under current law, a migrant who undergoes an initial screening for credible fear is allowed to continue with the process even if they have a criminal background or would pose a security risk. Sources tell AP the change would allow an officer to determine eligibility at that stage rather than waiting for a judge. It's a potential prelude to broader actions that would impose a bigger crackdown at the border. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Wednesday called an attempt to oust him from his post a misguided effort. Democrats joined Republicans to defeat an effort by Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove her fellow Republican from his leadership role. Speaker Johnson said after the vote that personal squabbles and disagreements have cast a cloud over the House.
Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress. It's regrettable. It's not who we are as Americans, and we're better than this. We need to get beyond it.
Johnson has angered many Republican hardliners within his razor-thin majority by enacting bipartisan spending measures to avoid government shutdowns and aid U.S. allies, including Ukraine, without insisting on strict security measures for the U.S.-Mexico border that Democrats reject. But the final vote of 359-43 shows both sides were eager to avoid a replay of the chaos that followed in October when Republicans ousted Johnson's predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. Court records released Wednesday show the former interpreter for Japanese baseball great Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges that he stole millions of dollars from the athlete. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The deal between federal prosecutors and Ipe Mizuhara was filed on Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, where the case was first brought. The one-time translator and de facto manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers power-hitting pitcher was accused of embezzling nearly $17 million from a bank account of Ohtani's. He allegedly transferred the funds without the ballplayer's knowledge to an illegal bookmaking operation to cover his gambling debts. In the agreement, the 39-year-old agreed to plead guilty to one count of felony bank fraud and one count of subscribing to a false tax return. A federal bank fraud conviction is punishable by up to 30 years in prison.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Remember, that's Issues in the News, VOA's premier news discussion program. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.